Thank you so much.
This is Matins.
And so it's time for our inspirations here on Radio Veritas on this Thursday, after we spoke about really preparing for Advent and what we can expect, what we can anticipate during Advent. So inspirations today is just called Come, O Come, Emmanuel. So for these inspirations, we offer you 10 simple tips for a good Advent. Number one, read some sort of short daily devotion, just a few pages a day. Number two, get some quiet time. Reflect on your day, where you are spiritually and where you want to be, and pray about it. Number three, remember it's okay to say no. You don't have to go to every party you're invited to or run to the shopping mall every weekend preparing for Christmas. Practice discerning which activities are essential and which can be skipped. Number four, weave some Advent music into your day. There are plenty of great Advent hymns and songs to listen to and to use as background when you pray and work. O come Emmanuel, O come divine Messiah, Christ circle around us, come thou long expected Jesus, and all those. And number five, decorate even a little, okay? We Catholics are sacramental people, so smells, bells, stained glass, beautiful music, bread and wine, all that. God can visit through our sensory experiences. We've experienced this, right? So maybe put out a nativity set, put out that crib, a Christmas tree, some other greenery that goes with that, something that creates that mood in your house. Number six, light an Advent wreath. Say a short prayer when you light it each Sunday. The family and home are what the Vatican II document Lumen Gentium calls the domestic church. And an Advent wreath tradition is a simple, lovely way to really strengthen that smallest, essential community of faith. Number seven, if you have young children, add a Christmas book to your bedtime reading list. And as you read to them, you will be reminded of how vivid and awe-inspiring the nativity story is. Number eight, support an organization that works for social justice. This is a time for giving and a time for sharing. Number nine, consider the sacrament of reconciliation. If Advent is all about preparing, there's no better way to prepare your heart and spirit than by going to confession. And the last one, reflect on the three comings of the Lord. These are the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem, the coming of Jesus into our lives in the present time, and then Christ's final coming in glory on the last day. In Advent, we wait and prepare for all three. We wish you a fruitful, joyful, and holy Advent.